Welcome to the Digital Analytics Power Hour. Tim, Michael, and the occasional guest discussing digital analytics issues of the day. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/analyticshour and their website analyticshour.io. And now, the Digital Analytics Power Hour.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Analytics Power Hour. This is episode 63. It's today. You walk into work and you get great news. Let's change tools. Yay! Whatever tool you've been using the last however many years, we're going to switch. Google to Adobe, or Adobe to Google, or Web Trends to Mixpanel. You know the drill. Change is good until change is bad. And we want to talk about it so much. But to make this more real, more interesting, more authentic, we wanted a guest who has lived in the real world and is also cool. Nancy Koontz, noted industry speaker and consultant, formerly at Vail Resorts, and now part of the Team Demystified crew. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you very much.
And also joining us on this trepidatious touristic trip into the travails of tools. I did it wrong. There's a better alliteration. Someone else will do. Is Tim Wilson. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, Michael. Hey, Nancy.
And I am Michael Helbling. Okay, let's
I was just trying to offset Nancy's like total proper, why thank you for having me with a completely unprofessional.
See, let's not fall into these like traps.
Roles.
Yeah,
roles. See, I worked. I collaborated with Nancy for long enough that it's kind of just a rut I'm used to slipping into.
That's right.
I'll be inappropriate. She will save me.
That's sort of how it works. So, Nancy, I think you and I really could get along on that level.
Should I go ahead and drop off now? Let's change the topic.
Yeah.
Therapy for those who had to collaborate with me.
We're switching tools, not switching hosts. Switching tools. But, Nancy, we're so glad to have you on the show. Let's talk about switching tools. So, first up, what's the first thing that you take somebody through or you consider when you're going through a tool transition? I think that's maybe the first place to start.
Well, you know, in thinking about this topic, you know, one of the things that I thought about or realized is that one of the times I made a tool transition was when I was in my same role at Vail Resorts. We were using Website Story and then Omniture, now Adobe, acquired them. So I got to pick the new tool, but I also went through that kind of evaluation process. The other time I've done a big tool transition was when I switched from Vail Resorts over to Team Demystified, and I then jumped from Adobe over to supporting a client running GA. So there have been times where I was sort of, you know, at the wheel controlling my destiny, and then there have been other times where the choice has sort of been forced upon me. And I think it's natural that for an analyst or a person kind of going through that process to have a little bit of angst as they kind of figure out, you know, what am I even dealing with here?
Were you more excited or scared? Like, I've only dealt with on the Adobe side, I dealt with a client that had Hitbox that then got pushed into Omniture. I can't remember if that was Omniture or Adobe, where that was. And it was kind of like, it was a battle. Like, they didn't want to move because they were comfortable with where they were. When you were moving from Website Story and making that transition, were you thinking, oh, I'm getting rid of, like it seems like there are transitions where you're, if it's forced down your throat that you have to move because the tool's being removed, it's definitely scary. But if there's the, we're so unhappy and displeased with functionality or customer support or something, that we're now going to paint an overly rosy picture of the replacement is going to be. So in the Vail case, was that transition one where you were more looking forward to switching to a new tool? Or was that one where you were saying, well, we have to, what's the one that's going to be the least painful to switch to?
It was definitely the latter.
That's a fair question.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was the whole Adobe has purchased Website Story they're sunsetting the tool, so we have to pick something new. I definitely had stakeholders, though, that were pretty grumpy about it because I don't even remember what they had been on prior to Website Story, but they had already been through one tool migration, and they were accustomed to having, you know, such big differences in reports that when they heard that we had to switch again, there was a lot of eye rolling, like, oh man, are we going to have to do this every 2 years? This is so painful. We are never going to get any insights out of our data. I had to simply say, guys, this is not something we can control because of this acquisition, and tried to look at it as here's our opportunity to go out, look at the different vendors and pick what we think is going to be the best. So I tried to paint that rosy picture, but I definitely had people who were frustrated that choice was sort of forced upon us. It was probably easier for me, though, because I had not lived through the previous tool migration and data migration.
But so you were having to be both the champion for whatever the new tool was, the selector of what the new tool was, and the manager of the transition and fear, uncertainty, and doubt of the people who were moving.
Yeah, and the adopter of the new tool and the roller out of the new tool. Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Well, how did that go from I managed the transition from SPSS.NET Genesis. I managed the selection and rollout of WebTrends, so switching from a log file based to a tag based. And I remember being a little bit of, I needed to get a running start and understand how the tool worked with WebTrends for anybody. Like, I know, Michael, you were a heavy WebTrends user. The whole aggregated tables, like, we'd already implemented the tool before I was fully understanding how the analysis tables and the report tables worked. But I felt like I needed to stay, you know, 2 to 4 steps ahead of the business with their requests. And it was really uncomfortable because they, you know, somebody had seen something in a demo, or somebody just assumed because we were getting this new tool that anything they wanted to know, they would be able to answer. And I wasn't super, super comfortable with the tool yet. I mean, did you have that sort of experience, or were you able to ramp up ahead of things in a way that you felt like you were pretty confident?
You know, I was new enough to web analytics overall that I was definitely in sort of the naive state of, I think the first tool you learn, you sort of think that's the way it's, every tool probably works, or at least that was sort of my naive belief when I first started out. So when I started looking at some of the other tools or options, I remember even asking Omniture, hey, if we go with you guys, and you guys acquired Website Story, are you going to be able to like port in our Website Story data into SiteCatalyst? Like, you know, honest, kind of naive question. I was like, are you guys going to be able to offer that bridge? And they were like, oh, whoa, no. And now
they would have said, oh, absolutely. Have you signed yet? We'll give you the real answer afterwards.
I mean, now I get why that's not, you know, really feasible. But, you know, I asked that question because I didn't even know. I was just hoping that they might say, sure, yeah, we're going to figure out a way to bridge these two systems. And so, you know, we'll just port everything over and we'll carry this historical view of your data for you. It wasn't really until we started to do some of those vendor evaluations and talking to at the time, you know, there were more vendors to kind of speak with. And the more we sort of talked through it with salespeople, it kind of became clear no one was going to promise that there was going to be a way to sort of save our Website Story data on our behalf, and that it was going to be more of a clean cutover.
What, WebTrends? That was like, I must have heard that, oh, a half dozen times. You know, it's all about the trends. That's why it's in our name. Because we did an exhaustive, we were trying to actually match, and we set up WebTrends so we could do it. We were actually trying to, at a hit level, match traffic, because we had that concern, and it's probably different concerns now. When I was going through this, it was 12 years ago, and it was, we don't, this whole page tag based thing, is it capturing the complete data? And we had this log file thing, which was very tangible, and we knew there were challenges with that, but we said, well, we have a record of what's being captured. Let's actually compare an IP address, user agent string level. And in hindsight, that was a lot of work that was never going to fully close the gap. Now, personally, professionally, it was enormously helpful because I got, you know, sysadmins drawing diagrams of how the internet worked. And even they were sometimes saying, yeah, I don't know why we could be missing this data, but hey, the internet is messy. But I don't know. Did you wind up trying to do the reconciliation in that transition? And Michael, I don't know if you've gone through that as well anywhere.
I'm never willing to admit having done any kind of data reconciliation between analytics tools.
That's a whole other podcast.
As far as anyone listening to this show is be concerned, is that is not possible and you should never attempt it.
I mean, yes. I had a client that went from Adobe deployed directly to Adobe deployed through Telium, and we still had to do a reconciliation.
No, and the real answer, though, is absolutely. In fact, back in the day, I think it was much more common to go through and do these painfully fine-toothed, like, okay, sessionization cuts off at midnight on this one, so any sessions in this tool that go past midnight become a session on the next day, and that's how we true up the sessions from here to here, and like, oh, and this one's not set to GMT over here, so like even all these different little ways of like seeing how the sessions and things like that break down, you start trying to figure out the differences between the tools. And that's, you know, that's one of the traps, if you will, of tool transitions, is getting too fine on the transition, in my view. But yeah,
I think, you know, we ended up going with Omniture, and so at the time, the nice thing about transitioning from Website Story to Omniture was that we were able to keep both tools running concurrently within our contract. Whereas if we'd gone with Core Metrics, it would have been, you know, start a Core Metrics contract, end your Website Story. We were able to kind of do a sort of a sliding scale implementation. And I remember on the first site, we actually had them both running for a little period of time.
Like 2 weeks, a couple of months? Do you remember?
No, like 6 months. It could have been like 6 months.
6 months. Okay.
I'm not remembering how close or how far off they were. I want to say they were probably pretty close because I'm not remembering any type of horrific experience with trying to answer questions around the differences. But then when it came to rolling out Site Catalyst on the rest of our sites, I was sort of fortunate that we paired it with an entire platform relaunch of those sites. And so I was able to kind of point to a very natural apples to oranges comparison of, well, we had Website Story on the old site, we have Site Catalyst on the new site, but remember, we relaunched the whole platform. So I didn't have anybody totally married to last month's numbers when we switched, because there was such a large switch. So that kind of worked out in my favor. Also, prior to me coming on board, they had always had issues with Website Story was up, Website Story was down, because they didn't have anybody in an analytics function paying attention to the data. So we had really spotty historical data when we were trying to do year-over-year comparison. So I sort of lucked out that I came on and I got to sort of smooth out the data and babysit it better. And then all of our historic comparisons, everyone didn't have a lot of faith in them because nobody was really paying attention. So that kind of worked out in my favor.
I mean, I've done the comparisons a few times. I had a client that was going from Urchin to Google Analytics. And I think that trying to run things in parallel long enough and focus on those higher level, you know, the visits, the page views, and say, you know what, let's figure out if we have a constant delta and what that is. And that means we can even kind of restate historical if we need to have those high level. But once you start getting into, you know, channel detail or specific pages, that's not going to be feasible. So I've done that a couple of times where it's like, we have to manage this transition. In some cases, it's going to be a year before we can say, it is apples to apples. Of course, I love it if there's been, I've had a client that said, oh, hell no, we're going from Core Metrics to Adobe and our Core Metrics data is utter crap. Not Core Metrics. I mean, that's the implementation, not the tool. So no, we think it's a waste of time to try to compare. And it's like, oh, thank God. So there are lots of ways to kind of work with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And going back to that, that's the thing is a lot of times the reason people are switching is because it's completely broken and there's a new team in place and they're kind of bringing in a new set of tools. That does come with some risks too. Have you guys seen where maybe people are sort of over preferring the tools they know? So they walk into a new company and they're going to, you know, get analytics up and running. So like, well, the first thing we need to do, regardless of anything else, is, you know, get the tool I'm the most comfortable with installed. Because I definitely seen that of activity.
Nancy, have you run into that at all? Anywhere? Ever?
Yeah, I would say I think that's definitely it. Kind of to me, that goes back to that. It's a little bit of that natural inclination. I think analysts want to feel proficient and competent in their work, and so I think there's a natural. You want to stick with the tool you know because you've maybe spent a couple of years learning it. You finally know how all of the ins and outs of the data collection and reporting work. So I think it's natural to kind of want to be able to apply that in a new job or a new role. And I have worked with teams that where they hire someone who's coming from a different tool. They need to come on board and learn sort of the other big web analytics tool. And it's natural to ask a lot of questions and poke holes and ask, well, what can I do this? Because I used to do that thing at my old job. And it's a big challenge, I think, for people to kind of get over. You know, in the case that I'm working with now, the analysts, they don't have a choice. Their company has already made the decision on the tool. Most of them come in with, you know, having experience in sort of the other big web analytics tool, and they've now got to wrap their brain around, okay, what does this new tool do? Now I'm kind of completely unfamiliar with some of the terminology or how it works. And I think it's kind of frustrating for them.
And yet we love to say, and I think we went around on this on an earlier episode, we love to say the specific tool doesn't matter. When we're going to hire, it doesn't matter. As long as they have some experience or they have the curiosity or if they have some familiarity with web analytics, I can teach a tool, which in the abstract, I completely agree with. But in the reality, having gone through that multiple times, and I've seen it happen with both analysts who come in. I mean, I've got one example where somebody really knew Omniture inside and out, and it was like a year in, he was still fighting. Most of our clients were on Google Analytics, and it got to where I'm like, it is exhausting that every time we head down the path on a new tagging project, I'm going to have to listen to you tell me how you would do this in Adobe for 15 minutes. And I know I have to listen to it, and it's starting to annoy me because you just haven't learned how to do that translation. And even with business users, I've had cases where a business user comes in and says, well, gee, I could always get X in Adobe, or I could always get Y in Google. You know, I expect that exact same thing. And that is like the new employee who's doing a little bit, I think, of strutting their stuff. You're kind of where you were heading, Nancy, I think, to say you want to hit the ground running and make a good impression. And if you can say, well, I'm hampered because you're using a different tool, and especially if I can convince you it's an inferior tool, then now I've bought myself some time. But I think you made the point that once you've done that, made that transition once, then all of a sudden to go from tool number two to tool number three, now you've kind of become a little more fluent in what's the sort of stuff that stays the same, what's the sort of stuff that changes.
Yeah, and I would say too, I mean, even with, you know, other people on Team Demystified, you always hear a little bit of some grumping when someone's trying to figure out, can I do this thing that, how does Google handle this thing that, you know, I used to be able to do in Adobe, or vice versa.
Because how do I do merchandising? How do I do merchandising in Google Analytics?
Because there have been a lot of people who have joined Team Demystified and a wealth of experience. But when you are doing that crossover, you know, there's, I hear, you know, very seasoned expert analysts saying, "Ugh, yeah, I missed that. I knew how to do that, and now I have to figure out, you know, how to try to whether I can get that same data or how that works, or even just being a little bit grumpy about you know some differences in the tools themselves, like you know people saying they wished Adobe supported regex or they wish Google supported something like I can't think of a good example right now, but there's always people, you know, I think there are enough distinct differences that you will hear people sort of grump about them here and there.
I think we have to say, to be fair, we got to get a Google had hit based segments. There you go. Regex and Adobe hit based segments in Google would be fantastic.
I've also noticed a lot of times people want to go after the tool they're most comfortable with without necessarily considering all of the aspects of the tool that need to be in place for their organization. You know, what are the administrative capabilities? What is the reporting interfaces for all of the people who will be the end users and all those things? So if you're going to switch with a holistic mindset or point of view. And something else I've observed, especially in sort of the fast growth startup and in that side of the world, is a lot of companies, because they have such deep engineering talent, will even go from, hey, we've got, you know, this analytics tool, but actually we want to go build our own tool. We're going to build our own proprietary set of tools for this and, you know, build out our own analytics tool. So I've seen that switch happen a number of times as well.
On the part of the not considering everything, that did remind me that I've realized how often there will be somebody who says, you know, they might have been working in a team that had an amazing, phenomenal, robust, mature Adobe Analytics implementation with a kick-ass implementation and management team and a fantastic group of analysts who knew Adobe inside and out. And so their perception was all of that was Adobe. And then they want to come and say, Adobe had all this stuff and we're going to switch to Adobe, and they don't actually have the infrastructure, the people, the knowledge, the internal. And I know I've gone through cases where somebody says, well, I really know Adobe and it's this. And it was like, oh, okay, great. Well, you know, I'm kind of fluent in Adobe and Google. So let me explain event tracking to you in Adobe terminology, or let me talk about custom dimensions, how that's really just like an EVAR, although you don't have as much, you know, allocation, you know, an expiration control. And then I realized that, oh no, you know what? They didn't. They were getting data out of Adobe, but there was somebody else who was way more knowledgeable about the tool who was actually managing it. So that's become my little, when somebody says, oh, I know this tool really, really well, I'm like, yeah, really? What's my way to kind of check? Because the fact is, if that was the tool of choice at your previous company, you, the business user, or you, the incoming analyst, then that's great. But I've made the wrong assumption multiple times that when they said, I really knew this tool well, that they actually knew that tool really well, and they didn't. And then it's led to where I'm trying to help, and I'm not actually helping because they really didn't know that other tool that well. Sorry, that just took me down the other cynical rant.
But yeah, when you're the analyst, you know, and you're sitting there using those tools every day and you make that transition, it's a big hill to climb. And we certainly talked about a lot of the kind of the negative steps. But have you seen positive things come from that? I know, you know, I migrated from a Web Trends to an Adobe world. So I kind of went, it was mostly positive, frankly, because you get your hands on some better capabilities and it's good. I mean, after you've died on the Web Trends mountain a little bit, you know, it's kind of like now you can ski down the other side.
It's an opportunity to reset and say, are we clear on, you know, we'd Frankenstein stuff together in the old tool as requirements evolve. This is kind of our blank slate. So, hey, it's an opportunity to do a kind of a baseline requirements gathering. Hey, let's figure out what is the truly key data. And that can all be couched in the, we're implementing this new tool. We have to make sure, you know, we're not necessarily going to get everything perfectly implemented right out of the gate. And we're not necessarily going to get exactly one-to-one a mapping of every other report you had. So let's look at the data you're getting now that you can't live without. Let's talk about what you've never been able to get out of the old tool that you you know, have always wished you could and been told you can't. And sometimes that's a, well, yeah, because the internet doesn't work that way. But sometimes it's the, oh, we can plan for that. Like, we can implement for that. So I think there can be those upsides, you know, being careful to not overpromise that, oh, everything you're going to want, we're now going to get because we have this, you know, fresh new tool. But so, yeah, I definitely have seen that.
Yeah. And I'd say from a positive, you know, one of the reasons I think I'm well suited for analytics is that I do like learning. And I would say the chance to sort of learn a new tool and some new sort of tricks and ways to kind of fully leverage it is interesting. So, you know, when I went from Adobe to Google Analytics, it's like, okay, I spent a few months kind of scratching my head, like how does everything work in here and what can I do and what can't I do? And when you then figure out kind of what GA is good for and how you can use it and some things that it can do that Adobe can't, I found that kind of fun and interesting to be able to speak to, well, here's what, now I can speak to what Google does well, and I can still speak to what Adobe does well, and they're two different things. So yeah, I found that process kind of interesting just because it's a part of our industry is always kind of evolving, changing, learning.
Yeah, I just got a tweet from Ben Gaines. He asked me to just mention that anything that Google can do, Adobe can also do. So just, I don't know where that came from, how that coincided. Just, he must be in my Alexa or something. I don't know how that happens. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think that's a great point, Nancy. You know, and as analysts, that's kind of is that constant learning and getting in and finding new ways to kind of do that. What I've also found is that has helped me solidify and deepen kind of the why am I going down this path kind of a thing. Because when I change how I do it in the tools, it's kind of making me think about how the data and the meaning of the data as I pull it out and kind of work with it. So I felt like working across tools has kind of helped me systematize, if you will, the analysis that I've done.
Yeah. Well, and I think, I mean, it's rare to be just working with just one, you know, tool. So I think that's the, in that a lot of times you're also going to have, maybe you have supplemental tools that you're also running Clicktail or Crazy Egg. So it's web analytics, or you're doing voice of customer stuff, or you're doing social media analytics. And in my experience, it's rare for anybody to say, we're using the exact same tool set across the spectrum of what the analyst should be doing for the last 5 years. So analysts, and I've run into this, analysts who are really not excited about saying, here's a new tool that works a little different and differently, and maybe is going to give me some supplemental data, it's a little scary. So to me, there's a little bit of, yeah, like Nancy, when you were switching from Adobe to saying, well, I haven't done a whole lot with Google Analytics, but you know, I'm 80% excited, 20% scared, you know, that's what you want to see as an analyst. If you're an analyst saying, actually, funny story, that company that I managed them from NetGenesis to WebTrends has since gone through Unica and is now on Adobe. So they really were on the every 2 to 2.5 year transition cycle. And I do know there's at least one analyst who's been there for almost all of that. So she clearly enjoys doing that, or presumably she would be gone at this point. But I think that's actually a sign of a good analyst, somebody who's kind of excited about the possibilities.
Yeah, I would say the first time that I had the change sort of thrust upon me, it was just more confusing. It was like, wait, these Omniture isn't going to work the same way as Website Story. Again, just naive on my part, but I sort of thought, well, don't these all kind of work the same? And I realized a couple weeks ago I had somebody also who has built his career in Adobe Analytics ping me to say, well, is there really that much that's different with Google Analytics? I assume that the data collection is the same. It's just like the UI and the way you report, you know, like the reporting interface is different. And I explained some things that are different. And I said, there is a little bit of a mental mind shift that you do make when you switch between those two. I just think once you go through it and you then recognize, oh, these are tools built by completely different groups of engineers, completely different or quite different product roadmaps. Once you just get it that every tool is different, I think it just becomes that much easier to sort of embrace a new tool and say, well, I bet it can do some things that I'm not doing today, or I bet it can do some things faster or differently that could be an advantage. So my mind opened up once I had gone through it the first time. And now it's completely normal sounding to me that if I had a new tool thrust upon me tomorrow, it would be like, okay, yeah, let's figure out how this one works. Not, I want to make it work exactly like my old tool.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. No, I love this discussion. I think, you know, one of the things we always try to do is try to compress down and make a couple things real. So like if somebody was walking into that situation right now, what's the one thing or one tip that you'd give somebody? And we've kind of talked about them, so we can kind of maybe distill some of this conversation down. And I don't know if anyone can go. Who's got a tip?
I would say my one thing is to, because it's I've watched it be such a hindrance to people literally in their success in their role, and that is fight with every fiber in your being your belief that the other tool did something better because you can't figure out how to do it the same way in the current tool. So it's a lot, it's kind of what Nancy was just speaking to. But the longer you hold on to, I need to keep translating it into the language of that other platform. You know, one, you're not going to really learn the new platform, and you're probably going to implement some things in a kind of a lousy way, and you'll struggle. So I think just like accept that the tools that have decent market share right now are all pretty freaking solid. And the only people who will tell you one or the other is just unabashedly, you know, better, it's the vendors themselves or the people who only know one tool and have struggled with the other one. So that'd be my one, is just accept that there aren't really good and bad tools. They're just different. And it's on you to make that transition.
Nice. Nancy, you got a tip you want to share?
Yeah, sort of on that same line. I think it really is just sort of cleansing the palate or sort of clearing your mind when it comes to, again, I'm thinking more of watching people go from Adobe to Google Analytics or vice versa. I've watched people transition both ways, and I went from Adobe to Google Analytics. And I think there's always a little bit of clearing your mind and just being very open-minded to say, tell me what this tool does, or tell me what the advantages are of this tool, and sort of letting go of the things that you can't necessarily do in the old tool, or I have to kind of move away from. And it kind of piggybacks on Tim's point that the longer you sort of stay bogged down and negative about the fact that you have to make a switch and you can't do the old thing, you're really only just bogging yourself down and taking time away from becoming productive in a new tool.
I love it. And if I had to share a tip, I would share two tips because they're both important. One is think about your transition holistically. So if you're an analyst, you're using the tool one way, push for a deeper understanding of the governance, the administration, the user base, all of the different things that go into a tool, because that will save you transition pain and suffering to address those issues later. And then I would also say, you know, and I think Nancy, you were the one that kind of talked about this, about running the old tool with the new tool for a period of time to give yourself a crossover time frame. And I think that's a really good tip as well. Anyway, one of the things we like to do on the show is do a last call. It's where we go around the horn and just share anything that's been of note or interesting in the last little bit. So who's got a last call they want to share?
Go, Nancy.
I am a member of the DAA, and specifically I've been participating in the Women in Analytics group. And if you're not familiar with it, I just wanted to give a shout out to them because we're gaining a lot of interest and momentum and some great discussions. So if anyone's interested in joining, please head to the DAA website. You can find out information for joining and volunteering and helping out.
Awesome.
Michael, you want to do yours next?
Yeah,
I'll do make one. You wait to be last all the time.
Well, thanks, Tim. So nice of you. Actually, my last call is not analytics related, but a few weeks ago, I saw somebody tweet this, and I just really enjoyed reading it, which was Jeff Bezos' letter to shareholders for this year. And, you know, he kind of covered a lot of topics, but he he kind of was describing Amazon's pursuit of excellence sort of in this concept of a day one company versus a day two company, and sort of around being customer obsessed, being skeptical of proxies that get in the way of understanding customers, the adoption of external trends and how you need to be really aggressive at that, and then also how to make decisions more quickly. And I thought all of those things were just super key to anybody who's operating a business in any context. And certainly as analysts, I think all of those things are really helpful to kind of think through. I enjoyed reading it, just thought it was something really cool to internalize. I kind of have a Bezos crush.
Was it part of their, like, just an earnings thing, or was it just kind of random?
Yeah,
or was
I think it's probably part of their filings each year. There's an annual report or some kind. I don't know. Like, I used to be in that world of high finance, but not anymore. What's your last call, Tim? I think you picked up
a Georgia accent.
Yeah, I declare.
So I am going to go with a little bit of a shout out or recommended. I think it's like a 39-minute video on reinforcement learning that was friend of the show, past guest, Matt Gershoff of Conductrix.
Frequent mentionee.
Frequent most mentioned individual on the Digital Analytics Power Hour. But we got to see, Michael and I both got to see Matt stress for multiple days in Hungary earlier this year about how his presentation just wasn't ready, and he had to go work on it and create it. And then he proceeded to, in his delightful and very clear and coherent way, talk about reinforcement learning and sort of how it sort of changed his perspective on, you know, everything he did and what it was. He presented shortly after you did, I think, Michael. So there was actually a credit to you early in his session. But the video's posted. It's Reinforcement Learning, Sequential Decisions as a Unified View to Conversion Optimization. And it's well worth a watch.
Hear. That was a very good talk. Well, if you've been listening and you're thinking to yourself, hey, they didn't talk about what I experienced in this tool transition, we would love to hear from you. The best way is through the Measure Slack. We also have a Facebook page. We've got a Twitter account. We've got a website. We'd love to chat. We'd love to hear your feedback about the show and aspects of the topic that we've missed or that you really agreed with. In my case, if you agree with me, I definitely would love to hear that. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it's really great. And being part of the analytics community, we thrive and gain a lot from interacting with our neighbors. So anyway, we'd love to hear from you. Nancy, it was so great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And obviously, for my co-host, Tim Wilson, no matter what tool you're on, keep analyzing.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, or Measure Slack group. We welcome your comments and questions. Visit us on the web at analyticshour.io, facebook.com/analyticshour, or at analyticshour on Twitter.
So smart guys wanted to fit in, so they made up a term called analytics. Analytics don't work.
Spending hours on the phone with the client trying to explain a solution that Tim devised right before he rolled off.
Not right before. It just took him a bit. It was like last June.
Free tip. You know, you get a little system diagnostic along with your podcast appearance.
I put my son on the sheep on Saturday, Michael. That's the...
You say what? Well, it's a timely and topical... What's the T word for discussion? Talk. Awesome. Timely and topical talk about...
The trials and tribulations
of tool transitions. Yes, exactly.
Say that three times fast now.
Keep working on it. This is just a thinly veiled career counseling session, Nancy. Yeah.
Tim, can you hear Michael?
No.
Michael, can you hear Tim?
no.
Okay, I can hear you both. You guys can't hear each other.
Son of a bitch, I can't hear Michael. Can he hear me?
Is he talking?
Yeah.
I can't hear if Michael.
Oh, now you can hear me. Sorry.
Now you're just fucking with us.
Yeah, I was on mute. I thought I had unmuted.
I thought he was just sitting there.
Well, most of the time that's what I do. Just sit here. Just collect the royalty checks. One of the things we try to do on the show is have my dog interrupt while I'm trying to do last call.
Rock flag and tool transitions.